I'm John Lemley with you on this Friday as City Cafe continues. We received word today that the Woodruff Arts Foundation has rewarded a $38 million grant to the Woodruff Arts Center. They say it will go to support an artistic range of educational and capital improvements across the Woodruff campus. It's the largest gift in the organization's 46-year history. A good portion of the funds will go to the Alliance Theater. Here to tell us more is WABE's David Baraswain. Thanks for joining us, Dave. And what have you learned?
It's good to be here, John. Well, I talked to Susan Booth this morning. She's the artistic director. And first of all, yeah, this is a large amount of money, but it will be spread across, you know, the three main entities on the Woodruff campus. So that's the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, High Museum of Art, and the Alliance Theater. So when we talked to Susan Booth just a little while ago, she explains kind of the numbers, the math behind all of this funding that's coming in. But a good portion of it will go to kind of renovate the theater, and then a good portion of it will go to, you know, support the programs that she does, and the artistic programs and the educational programs that are done by the Alliance Theater. So here's first her reaction and then a little explanation.
I'm delighted about this. The $11 million facilities portion of the Woodruff gift goes toward a larger number that we'll be releasing after the first of the year. And that work allows us to transform the Alliance stage, both the auditorium and the stage itself, all of its support structures, our costume shops, our dressing rooms, our actor support spaces, our rehearsal halls, our educational spaces. The figurative part of the transformation is that $7.5 million of the gift is coming directly to the Alliance as matchable funds to support endowments around artistic and educational programs.
Susan Booth there. Now, Dave, when is this all going to happen?
Okay, so the breakdown is they're going to begin construction in September of 2017. It takes a long time to get there. She gave this analogy. It's trying to get the Queen Mary turned around and put into a new harbor. You know, it's just going to do something right. You've got to plan it up, and you've got to do it just in the way that it should be done. It's going to take some planning, is what she said.
So, of course, the question that comes to mind is, are they going to be without a home for a while?
Actually, they'll be, the term she used is off campus. So they're in talks right now with, I think they're just still talking to different entities about where they could be for one full season. So yeah, from September of 2017, it means that they might be in some other venue. This is not unprecedented, by the way. She told me that there are several arts organizations that have done major renovations and revamps like this. You just have to plan it, find the space. They're hoping that even this moment will help to enhance the experience as people learn more about what the Alliance Theater does and how they're going to then debut here at the end of that season. And it will be in line with their 50th anniversary of the entire Woodruff campus.
So for those of us in the seats, what is the experience for the theater goer going to be?
Probably the biggest thing you'll notice is it's going to be a space where, you know, she just talked there a little bit about the background, the staging, the performance hall. But when you get in there, probably the biggest thing you'll notice is that you won't have to leave the Alliance Theater to go to the balcony. This will all be interconnected. So you'll come in, you'll see the space there, you'll see the new stage, but there will be kind of a link between the top and bottom floors, just keeping everybody in-house. It'll be a very intimate feel, and intimate is probably the operative word. They're going to go from, it looks like about 770 seats. They're going to shrink a little down to about 650 seats once the renovation is complete.
Dave Baraswain, thank you so very much.
Nice to be here.